It is Easter Sunday in the mid-1950s on Pennsylvania Avenue, then the center of life for Black Baltimore. By 1:30 p.m., the avenue's sidewalks and streets are becoming crowded with strollers. Whole families are out, taking in the sunshine, the holiday mood, and, according to Jeanette Leith, enjoying Black Baltimore's most popular and longest-running fashion show. Leith ought to know. She was a saleswoman and buyer in the Black community's most popular and prestigious women's fashion store, the Charm Center, at 1811 Pennsylvania Avenue. Leith recalled, "Most of the best-dressed women in those parades wore outfits from head to toe that they chose at the Charm Center. In those days, you could not separate the Easter parade from the Charm Center. The women wore mostly suits in either pink, yellow, or powder blue, and patent leather shoes, and always long, elbow-length white gloves, and a wide-brimmed straw hat with a colorful streamer flowing from it," end quote. The parade of strollers moved by the judge's reviewing stand, which was located on the sidewalk at Pennsylvania and Lawrence Streets. The panel would choose a winner, the best-dressed woman, and present her with the prize, a gift certificate good for purchase at the Charm Center. The Pennsylvania Avenue Easter Parade was a two-day affair. Easter Monday, there would be a matinee dance at the Strand Ballroom on the Avenue. Lee said, "I remember dancing to the music of Buddy Johnson. It was big band music, plenty of swing, lots of blues," end quote. Both unique institutions, the Pennsylvania Avenue Easter Parade and the Charm Center, went out of business by the 1960s. Nobody can remember which went first, but everybody who remembers those old Pennsylvania Avenue Easter parades is of one mind. On Easter Sunday, Baltimore's Black community couldn't have one without the other.